Thursday night, or le Yud Zayin Teves, Mashu Kazeh, Tovshin Ayin Dalid, Dvar Locha, and Chavis Halvavis. So someone asked that, let's say someone's taking a, see, I take requests. Someone takes a sandwich to work for lunch, and when you bench, you're supposed to leave over some bread on the table. So what should you do? Should you finish the sandwich and bench with no bread? Should you leave over less than a kazayas, bench on that, and then throw it away? What should you do? So, if we look in Shulchan Aruch, we see as follows, that there's three reasons, actually, to leave over lechem ad achar bichas hamozen. And I was talking about, again, you're in your house, and you have bread on the table, and make sure you have left over by the benching. And you should even bring to the table if you don't have any left over. And there's three reasons given in the first two sifim of Simen Kuf Pei. One is that it should be nikar, the Mevorach Hashem for giving you like dai behoser, like you're making a statement that not only do you have enough, but you have left over. Then the bracha, the Birchas Hashem, is shore on yesh, like by the Pach Shemen, by Elisha. So you want to have yesh on the table, not ayin. So you want to have something for the bracha to be chal on. And then there's another reason given, that you want to have something mezumin for an oni, if an oni comes. Now, it's brought down, the Achronim say that nowadays the oni reason is not really a reason, the way we're set up and the way we're structured. There's no oni coming into the house, and we're not going to give him dafka bread. So that really is not a cheshbin to have like a choshiva amount of bread to give an oni. So the chatchili is supposed to leave on the table, let's say, a piece of bread, but with the evid you really yotzei with crumbs. Even if you have crumbs, you don't have to bring a piece to the table. So I would recommend, if you're not at home and you have a sandwich for lunch, you should leave over less than a kazayas, as the suggestion was made, in order to have the cheshbon that the bracha should be chal on something. It's certainly no worse than pirurim, so you should make sure you have less than a kazayas. And also you'll have the day behoser. Less than a kazayas, there's no iser to throw out, as long as you don't throw it out derech bizoyon, so there's no iser of baltashkas of throwing it out. So this way you'll have two of the reasons. You'll leave over less than a kazayas, and you'll throw it, you'll end up getting rid of it, but you won't do it derech bizoyon. You wrap it up and throw it out, or you'll do it just low derech bizoyon, and therefore you should do it unless that's what you should do. Leave over less than a kazayas, and make sure you throw it out less, not derech bizoyon, and that's okay to do because you're allowed to be ma'abed less than a kazayas. And this way you'll fulfill the reasons of dafka leaving over. Okay, I hope I answered the question. Chavis Halvavos, Shar Avos Hashem, we're in Perek Sheni, and he went over the different things that can bring the Dei Avos Hashem. And he then says, V'yitochein sh'niskavein ba'omro the ohavto eis Hashem Elokecha. And then he says, B'chol levodcha k'neged midos b'nei Adam. And this is really a famous Gemara, but maybe we know the Gemara, but we don't really think about it too much, because the Gemara says, is talking k'neged, that the different things in the pasuk, b'chol levodcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyodecha, are indeed addressing the types of ahava that he talked about, k'neged midos b'nei Adam, the characteristics of people, v'shinoi darchei, and their attitude, b'nedivusam, v'chiliusam, in how generous they are with kufam, their creature comforts, uv'mamonam, and their money, chlodam. Different people are motivated by different things. Some people would do anything as long as they would spend money, and they would even be mevater on their kavod as long as they're comfortable. Some people would not care so much about gufam or mamonam as long as they have their kavod. And some people wouldn't care about kavod and gufam as long as they have their money. So, umehem bishem avata begufo mamono, the comfort and mamono v'chosal kvodo, nafsho, umehem mi shemavate bechvodo mamono kdei lochos al gufo, umehem mi shemavate begufo chvodo vachos al mamono, chmoshomer rishoinim, mimnema bechol nafshecho, lamenema bechol miyodecho, vimnema bechol miyodecho, lamenema bechol nafshecho, yesh lechodim shegufo chavavolo mi mamono, lakachnema bechol nafshecho, so that's gufo, vimesh lechodim shemamono chavavolo mi gufo, lakachnema bechol miyodecho. ואפשר שנסקבים באומר ובכל 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 נפשך ובכל מיודך כנגד שינויי ידידוס בני אדם זה לזה, that it's actually talking about being moser nefesh, what you're willing to give up. No, the first pshat was that it's just what's more chaviv to me. And, or he says maybe it's indeed talking about what you would give up for a friend. What would you be willing to sacrifice for ידידוס? לפי שהידידים לחלוקם לשלושה סוגים, מהם מי שמוסר לרצון חברו ממונו בלבד, you're generous with your friend when it comes to money, ומהם מי שמוסר לרצון חברו, in order to fulfill and to maintain that ידידוס, ממונו וגופו בלבד, but not כבוד, ומהם מי שמוסר לרצון חברו, ממונו וגופו בנפשו, anything, מחמס תוקף עוצם אבוסו also, and that's the pure form of Ahava, that it's not based on any cheshbin, and you would give up everything, everything that's dear to you, because, not in the first two cheshbinis, it's part, where you have a cheshbin for the Ahava, either because of, you want to keep it coming, or an appreciation, it's because it's weighed against what you're getting, or because what you might not get. But in the third, pure ahava, so then there's no cheshbonos to make. It's pure and it's not measured up against anything else. Machmas tokef otzem ahavaso also. Ki amro, and the pasuk describes such ahava, v'yesh ohev dovek me'och, v'amar al dovid the Yehonason, ki avas nafsho ahevo, v'amar niflaaso ahavas chali me'ahavas noshim. And the idea is that it's pure and it's totally selfless, and it, meaning what selfless mean? It's an ahava that is not as measured against something else, or because it'll bring you something else, but it's just your makir, the godless of the object of your ahava, and the ahava is there because of what that thing is. So someone says, "Yeah, but would you love me if this or if that?" So the answer is, you love the thing because of its qualities. And if you take away its qualities, so then the qualities are not there. But that doesn't mean it's selfish. That just means that anytime you admire something or you have a love for it, it's always because of qualities. If Yehonasan, David and Yehonasan, if Yehonasan Chas V'Shalom or David Chas V'Shalom would have become a Rasha, so then of course the Ava would be bought there. It says in Pirkei Avos, Ava Shein Tluya B'Dover, she say, well, of course it was Tluya B'Dover. It means it wasn't Tluya, it was because they were quality people. So that's not, Tluya B'Dover means it's because of what it brings me, that there's an element of selfishness involved, even though Halavai we would have Avos Hashem because of the other Cheshbainus that he says. That would be wonderful. But the Ein Tluya B'Dover is because of, so certainly it's totally in the quality of the thing. That's not called Tluya B'Dover. That's called purely because of the quality of the thing, so I admire it and I love it even, and I want to be close to it. And it's because of the quality that it has. That's not called Tluya B'Dover. That's called pure and unadulterated, and not because of Cheshbainus. And that's the Ava of David and Yehonasan. But certainly it's because of the quality of the object of your Ahava. And if that quality wouldn't be this, why should you have Ahava for it? It's not like mindless Ahava. It's selfless, not mindless. Okay.